I'm Meg Van Lohausen with your news briefing. It's a discussion that's soaked up much of the political debate this year, but it could finally end today. The Premier to give an update on the Queensland border situation, with suggestions will open to Sydneysiders and Victorians on December 1. Anastasia Palaszczuk feeling the most confident she has all year about the COVID-19 situation south of the Tweed, with both regions now notching more than 2 weeks without a community case. Meanwhile, Qantas CEO Alan Joyce says when international travel starts coming back, we won't just have a passport with our citizenship on it. Joyce has told Nine they're looking at changing their terms and conditions as far as international travel is concerned.
What we're looking at is how you can have a vaccination, a passport, an electronic version of it that certifies what the vaccine is. Is it acceptable to the country you're travelling to? So there's a lot of logistics, a lot of technology that'll be needed to put in place to make this happen.
And meantime, there's hopes Oxford Uni's jab could be rolled out in Australia by early next year. After late-stage trials found it to be up to 90% effective, Australia has already secured at least 30 million doses. In sport, the Sunshine Coast is yet to host another elite sporting team, with the Australian women's water polo team set to call the region home ahead of the Tokyo Olympics. The Olympic squad will head to the region on February 7th. Until they head overseas, they'll be based at Coolum, using facilities at Kawana Aquatics and O2 Performance, along with St Andrew's Anglican School. The Aussie Stingers last called the coast home in the 6 months prior to the Sydney Olympics, where they went on to win gold.